As I declared that we are in a new era, God is now setting us up. There's a setup for a new era, a time that is different. I want to put back, I want you to verbalize that, the caption that we had it before during the prayer time. Say, new era, 2020, a year of living under the open heaven with the Spirit without measure. Okay, can we verbalize with me? This is a year of declaring. What you are declaring will come to pass. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Living under an open heaven, Spirit without measure. We have entered into a new era of the kingdom of God. Definition of era: a period of time marked by distinctive character and event, a point of time. Succeeding years are numbered. Okay, 2 Corinthians 3:18, the key text that we are taking. Okay, but all the okay, let's verbalize again with strength. Okay? Okay, let's verbalize again. But we all are called. It's a time that the glory of God is returning to the body of Christ. Glory is the presence and the atmosphere of God. So tangible that it changes the atmosphere. Everything changes, even the political situation changes. Okay, there's another one. Do I have any? Okay, verbalize. New era of glory. Okay. Stepping. God's. Okay, I want Grace to read. Where's the other microphone? I want an impact. Is Grace around? Okay, Pastor Ludwig. I want you to read this declaration because this is your life. This is what's going to happen. Prophecies are what God has saw, what God saw, and it's going to take place.
The new era of glory, stepping into God's accelerated season of outpouring and breakthrough. When God's manifest presence invades our daily lives, we cannot remain the same. Either we will harden our heart, as the Israelites did on many occasions, or we experience new Zoe life. There is such a war over the manifest presence of God.
Okay. Praise the Lord. We have entered into a new dimension. There is a lot of war. There's a lot of conflicts. But what God is raising us up so far is now He has brought us to great time. For the 30 years we have been in this university, 30 years, there is a lot of wisdom that God has released. Stature, favor with God, favor with man. This is what Jesus, when after he came back from Jerusalem for the 12 years old, the Bible tells us Jesus, the Son of God, the Creator, now in body form, submitted to his imperfect parents, Joseph and Mary. I mean, can you imagine? God, who is everything is perfect now, is subjecting to the imperfect family, Mary and Joseph, his mundane life. At the end of that 30 years, the result, he became strong in the spirit, but he particularly tells us in Luke that there was great wisdom, the wisdom of God came upon them. Upon him. Then he says that there is a dimension of Wisdom came a dimension of what we call stature, growth, a stature in his spirit that rose up, that gave him the power and the privilege to have favor with God, favor with men. Say with me, wisdom. Stature. Wisdom. Stature. Wisdom. Stature. That is what God is bringing up. And the whole world is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. And that has to do with stature. Recently, as I began to look to God and began to pray and say, God, show me, how do I look before you? In a vision, I just began to see myself. And I realized there's a few things that God revealed. I'm not going to share with you what I saw. But what I found, we are made in an image in the likeness of God. We are basically spirit, soul, and body. Say with me, spirit, soul, and body. In that vision, the Lord just prompted to me is the major 90% of your life is, 90% of yourself is spirit being. Only the 10% is the soul and the body. Hello? It can expand because that is how they'll become the house of God, gateway to heaven, the body of Christ. We become the temple of the Holy Spirit when we are joined together with the Lord. And so our spirit is to expand. And so as we begin to grow by planting of the Lord, seeding, planting, watering, our spirit man will expand and become usable, and you become qualified to an atmosphere in heaven. So when I have determined in my life, when I leave planet Earth, I want to have a strong, big spirit. Amen. I want my spirit to be strong. And when you are strong in the spirit, things happen. Even when you walk, things changes. Even when you are here, things changes. Not to be very mystical, but your presence here, you bring the presence of God. Jesus told his disciples, he said, go and preach the gospel. You know, in the delegation of Jesus telling the 70 people, 70, so go into the world, go and preach, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead. Then he says, when you go into a house, say, the kingdom of God is here, say, peace. And the peace will settle upon the house. If the Son of Man receives it, if he rejects, the peace comes to you back again. Say with me, I'm a carrier of peace. Say with me, I'm a carrier of peace. Do you know when you go into a situation, the dimension of peace comes into you? That's what the world is looking for. During pastoring in City of One, in the coastal town in Malaysia, whenever people have problems, I told them, whenever you have problem, you call me, I will come because it's nearby. I can visit them. Whenever they have problems, I just enter into the house and just stand there and they begin to look at each other. Peace comes into the house and we can solve problems. This is what we have. We have the fruit of the Spirit, especially peace. Where there is conflict, where there is problems, where there is struggle, you stand and stay there and just tune with the Lord. You change the atmosphere. You know, as the fire was blazing everywhere, and actually the newspaper, the media exaggerated, the Lord has hoped Australia is on fire, but the Lord spoke to me, as long as you are here, nothing will happen. Your house won't be burnt. As long as you are here like Abraham in interceding for Sodom and Gomorrah, 10 righteous men. If there's 10 righteous men, he will not destroy. There's a lot of righteous people here. This city will not be destroyed. We got to change our thinking. We got to change our thinking who we are. Okay, one of the things that as we go into 2020, great conflicts, we are going to combat with what we call witchcraft, principalities and powers. You got to know that the day when you're born again, you're a child of God. Say with me, child of God. Born from above. So you are born from above, you're a child of God. The Holy Spirit dwells in me. Okay, because of that, because you repent and all your sins are washed away, The key message of John the Baptist, key message of Jesus, the key message of the church in the book of Acts is repent, for the kingdom of God has come. Say with me, repent. For the kingdom of God has come. Okay, now we have the kingdom of God. Jesus rules in us. Repent. But one of the greatest deception and attack in our lives is we are afraid whether the devil can still attack us. I ask everybody, do you believe the devil cannot attack us? Yes. But in reality, when you hear about the story, a ghost story, or you hear something negative or something mystical, we get frightened. And I say, Lord, what are you teaching me? What are you telling me? He said, the people of God really did not grasp the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus, the shed blood, and the broken body. There is a reminder these few months, even in our Holy Communion, that the broken body was broken, that you can be healed, the shed blood, that you can be forgiven. There is a covenant. But this morning, I want to say to you, you got to believe the power of repentance and forgiveness. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all our sins. In other words, if the blood of Jesus cleanses and covers us, you're up to date now, that means your past sins are all covered. And you're now living in a new life in Jesus. A new, I would say, a life that is pure and pleasing to God. And this, we cannot grasp it very well. And I began to say, Lord, give me some examples. In 1977, when God was moving in the charismatic circle throughout the world, there's a pastor by the name of Pastor Ronald Buck. How to spell? Ronald. Roland. Okay, sorry. Roland Buck. He stays in Idaho. He is an Assemblies of God pastor of a small church. On February, I think the first or second week, on a Saturday, he was just preparing before the Lord for the next day's service. An angel of the Lord appeared to him. In fact, he got 24 angelic visitation. At that time, many people did not believe in angels, but now we can understand, because 2020 is a year of angelic intervention too, not only the Holy Spirit. As he was looking, and this book, if you can get this book called Angels of Assignment by Charles and Francis Hunter. The book is out of print, but I think if you can get it somewhere, I have a copy, I think it's in Darlingdown. I have been reading that without understanding, but recently the Lord began to take in memory one of the messages that I began to write. In this encounter with the angel, Roland Buck, the angel said, come with me, I'll take you to heaven. So whether in the body or out of body, he said he cannot comprehend that, but he was taken up to heaven by an angel, met Jesus, and Jesus told the angel, go and take him to the book of life, where the book of life is. The book of life is where all those who are born again, they have a book. In fact, everybody on earth, there is a book written upon them. But he was given the privilege to go and look into the book of life. Everyone who's born again, there is a book of life written. And angels are recording our life, what we are doing. So this is my life. Okay? So everyone, and I want to say to you, the day when you accept Christ, your names are written in heaven, and there is a book, and there is an angel writing all, recording all what you're doing. Your giving, your worship, your dedication, every week, every day, what you're doing, everything is recorded. I think that should send a shockwave to us. there should be a fear. If someone writing everything what I'm doing, I think from now I got to change my attitude, how I'm going to live my life, how am I going to pray, how am I going to serve the Lord. All these things, my obedience, my dedication, everything comes. So you can tell the people that everything what you're doing is written down in this book of life. And this is my conclusion. Everyone will one day, according to Hebrews 9:27, that we will, there's an appointed unto death, then judgment. And we all cannot escape the judgment seat of Christ. Some of us can escape death at the rapture when the Lord comes. But everyone, whether you're raptured or not, we all have to come and appear before the Lord, and we call it the judgment seat of Christ. Say with me, judgment seat of Christ. And everyone individually have to give an account of your life. And the book that is going to refer is this book of life. And Roland Buck said that he was curious where his book. And so he asked the angel, can I take a book? So he took the book, and it was Abraham, the father of faith. And he was curious. He began to open up and began to read. This is summarizing. You all can read the detail in that book. He say exactly the book of Genesis, call of God from Ur, coming in obedience, following God. It was all recorded. Then as he go, where all the stories of the book of Genesis was recorded as it is. Then when he came about a few pages later, it was blank. It was white sheet, nothing else. And a few pages blank. Then he continued on offering Isaac. The whole story of Genesis. And there were many blank pages were there. And he was puzzled. And so he gave back to the angel this book. And he said, why is it some of the things are blank? You know, the angels told him. You know, Abraham did a lot of mistake. He lied to Abimelech that his wife is not a, is his sister, and he did a lot of mistakes. And the Lord spoke to him, whenever anybody repent and ask the blood of Jesus, your slate is clean. It's not recorded in the book of life. I think that should give us a comfort. When we repent, all our sins that we have committed, big or small, is going to be blanked and cleaned. And so on the day of the judgment seat of Christ, when it's you are taken up, you are rewarded according to what is written. This is what the message this morning. If you know that your sins are covered and nobody can take it back and bring it back again, then you can live with confidence. This morning, God wants you to have confidence that all your sins are forgiven and you can walk with confidence to fulfill your destiny. We need that because Satan has no authority over you and me. Demon has no authority over me. So you can move your next from this new era until the day you go to be with the Lord. Walk with confidence. Everything is, all your sins are repent. When you repent, it's forgiven. I hope I made the message clear. I want to take on, let's break down the key verse. I think it's found in the newsletter too. 1 John 1:9. Okay, can you put in? Let's break down that particular verse. He says, read with me. If we confess, verbalize with me, okay? Everything what I say, verbalize with me. I want you to agree, and I want you to get the blessing, okay? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all. Okay, let's read three times until it gets into our spirit. Okay, 1, 2, 3. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all righteousness. Okay, another one. Second. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us. Okay, once again, if we confess. Okay, just hold your thought for a while. We all have pasts in our lives. We have failures in our lives. We have done sins in our lives, in our past. Am I telling the truth? I have got past. Before I became a Christian, I was not a real not a big sinner, but I am a great sinner according to the fall of man, fall of Adam. We have sinned. We have done wrong. Many of us have done wrong, and some big, some cannot be counted. There are some are small, but we all were sinners before we were born again. After you've born again, many times you have sinned. But the key is you have repented and you say, Lord, forgive me, cleanse me. And this particular verse, if you confess, say with me, confess. Confess, confess means you agree with God. The moment you fall or sin against God, let me tell you, there is a certain theology tells us the moment when you accept Christ, the moment when you feel you become sinless, there is no sin eradication. After you're born again, redemption, you are perfect before God in the spirit. As long as we are in this body, we can be tempted and fall into sin. But what Romans chapter 8 verse 1 tells, we live by the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. You live constantly in repentance, walking in the spirit of God. That is perfection. And we can be perfect. God cleanses. And so our key is you repent and let the kingdom of God rule over your life. We can. If we become carnal, we can fall. Sin is not eradicated yet. There is a bent. So that is why we got to live daily, having a devotion and trusting God daily. Say with me, daily. Daily repenting before God. But on the other hand, I'm not making you back as a sinner. You are a saint. But we grow from glory to glory. Maturity is conquering everything and becoming overcomers. A matured person, maturity in a person is a person who can handle life in the sight of God with His grace. Okay, for example, when people criticize you, you come to a place where I'm right with God, I'm doing the will of God, you're not affected. That is maturity. Maturity is handling human relationship in cordial, knowing boundaries together and keeping a human relationship until eternity is maturity. And that is a skill that God will give you. And it depended on this particular verse, 1 John 1:9. We cannot repeat someone's mistake when they have repented. Say with me, I will not repeat someone's mistake when they have repented. I think the greatest attack on the body of Christ is people who have done past sin and mistake. They have repented. Then they come before the world, and the world still digs back and bring back the whole all the sins again and make him condemn. And in the body of Christ, that is what's happening. We take people according to the background, but God takes us according to your repentance. Say with repentance. When I repent and say, God, forgive me, cleanse me, you're perfect before God. And God is very pleased with you. Let's break down this particular verse. Okay. Say if is a condition. If when you fall or when you fail God, and I hope you don't fail God, I hope you move from glory to glory, you become overcomers. Say overcomers. Every area, some of the areas in your life you need to overcome. It won't be eradicated. You have to overcome. Seven churches, Jesus in the book of Revelation, he says, he that have been here, let him hear, and to him that overcome. So God wants us to overcome. You have a habit of certain things you need to overcome. And that is why we got to change from glory to glory. You have a habit of, I don't want to point any habit. Okay, you have a habit you need to overcome, and that's where the grace of God comes in. And that is where human relationship comes in. Say with me, if. If is a condition. If you come to God and say, God, I recognize that's the first thing. God is very happy with that. If we, that is you and I. Okay? Okay. See, another point is confess our sin. That means you agree with God that you have sinned. If you don't agree with God, you think yourself righteous, you will not be forgiven. You got to agree that I have sinned. You have to come to a place where I have sinned against you, Lord. And you, when you come to make reconciliation, you got to, cannot say, if I've sinned against you. You say, no, I've sinned against you. I've offended you. I've done this wrong to you, and it's wrong. I've come to not to apologize. I've asked you to forgive me. That is why reconciliation with human factor is very important. You cannot say, if I've offended you, please, I apologize. No, that is not forgiveness. I have offended you, please forgive me. The blood of Jesus cleansed and keep our relationship right. You know, my relationship and your relationship is covered by the blood of Jesus. I have boundaries, but our relationship is kept by the blood of Jesus. And, okay, if we confess our sin, that is our past life, He, that is God, the Creator and the Father, is faithful to His word and promise. Just as all our sins have been laid on Jesus Christ, He died on the cross for us and for our state. Is there any more? Okay, to forgive our sin, that is pardon and release. And cleanse us. The blood of Jesus cleanses us. And then all of sin, including everything in the past of our own life and unrighteousness, anything that is not right before God, this is the promise of God. That means the slave, when you ask God to forgive you, your sins are blotted out by the blood of Jesus, the slate is clean. And because it is so clean, you are perfect before God. Sinless perfection is what God looks. This is not total, but this is God sees you perfect. You qualify for heaven. You qualify for the grace of God. You qualify for everything. And so the devil cannot attack you. In other words, you got no more past. Say, I got no more past. I got no more past. So if there's no power, no past, then the devil cannot press anything. If anything, look at your life, look at your relationship with God and man. The thing that really trigger and pull you down is someone bring back your past. And more so when you're under the blood to bring back the past, you are having a condemnation spirit that is uncalled for. Only if you know my past is forgiven. Having said that, there are consequences as you suffer, but God will help you by the grace of God to hope. But as far as God is concerned, you're clear, your slate is clean. And if you can move with this every day, I tell you, you are a vessel unto honor. You can do great exploits for God. You can bring great damage to the kingdom of darkness. People who know who they are before God, you can say, I bind you, Satan. It's bound in the name of Jesus. I cancel the assignments of the enemy. Your prayer is heard. You become an asset when you pray for people. Things happen. Healing happens. Restoration takes place. You become a blessing. And more so, you will grow in grace because great confidence will come to you. Stature will come to you. Stature. I went to a number of countries to preach. Every time I enter into the atmosphere of another country, the principality, sometimes we can conquer, sometimes we cannot conquer. For example, I went to Thailand, an immoral place. We went for a pastor's conference. The stench and the things that is in the atmosphere was so so brought us down that we have to go back to our hotel room and pray and ask God, because it was really dampening me, and we couldn't preach much. We struggled. And I told the Lord, what is happening? He said, you have to come to a stature where this principality cannot press any button to bring you down. And it's in 1 John 1:9. A stature of cleansing and remaining growing and cleansed and remaining cleansed and remaining strong. This is the attitude, and this is the spirit that the Lord is bringing to you, that you come to a place where, not to come to a place where you say, I'm sinless, I cannot fall, but you come to a place where sin has no more control of you. You sin less. You have that power of sin cannot overpower you. You have conquered. And so the next time when I went to Thailand, basically in the border town is where we preach and we teach and help to start the work there. The next time I went, the powers have no control over me. We preach and there were signs and wonders. India the same, Bangladesh the same. But my greatest attack went in when we went to Mongolia. Pastor Mitch and I went to Mongolia. We had great healing, and we have great success in a place in the city called Choi Basan, very near China border. But when I went back to the hotel, I found like a helmet that just hit in my head, and I couldn't think very carefully. And I told Pastor Mitchin, something is happening, I do not know. So when we came back, I struggled with my mind, and things were attacking, and I said, what is it? There is principalities that you haven't conquered yet. And he said, there are areas in your life that need to be sorted out. So I went to my friend, Dr. Vernon, and said, pray for me, these are the things. And so he laid hand and he says, in your ancestor, the people have dabbled with witchcraft that is connected with Mongolia. And he broke that power. In fact, I became half blind, couldn't see clearly. I was driving, I was taking a lot of risk. And when he prayed and broke, I went three times, he went and broke the power over my life, then I was set free. First thing is my sight came back. And then I said, we got to do something. So I prayed in the spirit, strengthened myself, renounce all the everything in my bloodline. Then Pastor Machin and I went for the second time to Mongolia. And this time, that demonic spirit couldn't overpower me. And we had good time in Choi Basan and also Ulaanbaatar. This time I was not sick, because it's a very high altitude area. You know, there's less oxygen, and I couldn't survive that high altitude and preach and teach, and we had good time in the with the Asian outreach there. What I'm saying to you is, God will take us with this verse. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's a process until all the iniquities, all the things that is unknown to you will be broken, until you become strong and stature, you can do great exploits for God. If there's any weakness in your life, start repenting now. It is a process. It is instant washing of the blood, cleansing, but there is a process to remain cleansed, remain clean, remain acceptable to the Lord. It's a process, and this process, we call it, theologically, we call it sanctification. We get processed to grow from glory to glory to glory. And I want to say this to you prophetically. God is going to break every power of darkness in your life and my life. Every area that seems to be attacked all the time is going to be broken, particularly strife and contention. You know, you come to a place where your mindset is always conflicting with other people, with God. That is a demonic spirit that needs to be broken. And today it's broken. Amen. You come so that strife and contention is no longer, you can harmonize and walk. And that is an attack on marriages. That's an attack on schools. That's an attack in churches. That's an attack in relationships. It's a demonic spirit. And if it is constantly attacking you, I want to tell you, take the process of 1 John 1:9. Verbalize it and say, Lord, I thank you. I'm cleansed. I'm cleansed. Speak to yourself, I'm cleansed. Say with me, I'm cleansed. I'm cleansed. I'm under the blood. I'm under the blood. I'm under the blood. Say with me, I'm under the blood. My mind is under the blood. You know, depression is a demonic attack on the mind. The cure is to be under the blood. Remaining under the blood. Don't slip around and give Satan a foothold. Remaining under the blood. Grow to be under the blood. Until you're so blood washed, saints, that the devil is frightened of you. And this is maturity. This is stature. This is wisdom. When you have this wisdom and stature, you're favored with God, because God has nothing against you, or you have nothing against God. Favor with man. Human relationship will alter through this. Can we read again? I want you to read the whole verse again, okay? The whole thing. I want you to verbalize it. Okay, this is not a sermon, and this is a message from God. Okay, one, if you read the commentary, I'll read the revelation if I want to say, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse. That means cleanse. You know, the blood of Jesus don't cover us. Cleanse. Take it away. The word forgiveness in Greek is karazamai. Kara means joy, zamai means life. And this is a New Testament word. When God forgives you, He cleanses you, take away everything, and bring back your joy again, and put you back life. Kara zamai, kara, joy. Okay, He puts back the joy. So you got to say, I am cleansed, I'm cleansed, I'm forgiven, until the joy return. Okay, don't live without the joy, because the kingdom of God is love, joy, peace. You have the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, that is the cleansing power of God, is so clean. He cleanses you, not cover us. Old Testament blood cover us. This is. So once you're cleansed, Satan got no authority over you. And then, okay, cleanse, okay? Us from all? From all? Unrighteousness. Unrighteousness. So what a great promise of God there is, for so many more in the promise in the Bible. Take the word of God literally. Your sins are covered. Get right with God. Favor with God, favor with man had to do with our righteous standing. Okay, we are living in an instant world. Everything we want instant. But I tell you, even the blood, your salvation is instant, but growing up takes time. You got to take the verse of God, take the word of God and chew it until it becomes a part of your life. So much so that the devil will see 1 John 1:9 written at your back. The devil have to come and say, hey, I'm going to come, want to attack her, maybe jog. And so 1 John 1:9 is there. He cannot touch you. I'm making it into a picture language, but that is exactly little. The devil is out to attack you. But if you are covered under the blood of Jesus, growing in the blood of Jesus, growing in wisdom, stature, favor with God, with God and man like Jesus, it will come to you. Amen. 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 Say wisdom. 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 Stature. Stature. Favor with God. Favor with man. This is what is going to take place from now on. After hearing a commentary on this verse by the Holy Spirit, God's promises move. You know, whatever it is, cling the word of God, nothing else. You cannot live apart from truth. We are living in a time of great deception, and one of the tricks that we have is we have lack of knowledge. I want to encourage you to take our principle of church life classes, which is our follow-up, and also what the Bible says, and do it yourself. You got to have the fundamental teachings, doctrine, teachings in your head. When truth are in your head, the devil cannot trick you off, cannot deceive you. Thank God for credit goes to Brother Chris and Sister Karen. They put into PDF our this principle of church life class. What the Bible says, and it's, we have PDF, okay? If you're in WhatsApp, get it from Pastor Ludwig, okay? Go through the whole thing. You need to go back, who is God, the Holy Spirit, redemption, everything. The fundamental doctrine we have, that's the minimum, redemption. Once you have that in your head, then what happens? It changes. We need truth, and the truth will set us free. So I want to encourage you, get the PDF. Did you make it a hard copy? We have photocopy, hard copy for it too. So get it, do it yourself as a devotion for your own. We need to know, because many of us have been taught wrong things about God, Holy Spirit, confusion. And if the devil cannot cannot deceive you if you know the truth. Okay, that's your homework for 2020. You make the whole year. This, I don't have the book here, but you get a copy. Get the PDF and go through yourself. When you're finished, you go with somebody else, okay? Get to another person, and when you start teaching, it become a part of your life. Okay, say with me, I'll go through myself, and then I'll teach someone. In fact, if you're clever enough, you do lesson one, and you get someone else and do lesson one. Your knowledge will increase. Once you have knowledge and truth, the devil cannot deceive us. This is a time of deception. This is a time of wrong teaching. How? You can know the truth, but it'll put you into an extreme mode. Extremes. Now, this is a year of great visitation of angels. My fear is angels can become so extreme that you can fall into what Colossians church did there. So much of angelic visitation, they began to worship angels. I hope that will not come. What the Bible teaches, we have put in Kevin Connell's teaching. He balanced what the angels are. It is within the 66 books. God confined himself within the 66 books of the Bible. So it's a balanced teaching. You need to have to know angels. Do you know you have guardian angels? Yes. A few of us believe. Do you know you have guardian angels?
Yes.
Then they are out of job because you didn't activate them to work in your problems. We struggle with depression. We struggle with problems and all. We not only we need help in the Word of God, we need angelic intervention in the spirit realm to fight for us. Let your angels fight for you. And some of you this year, all of us will experience angels and discern the presence of God. Some of you will see angels. And these are the people I want to connect first. What do you see, angels? Oh, I see angels here, angels there. There are various angels, angels of protection, angels of provision, angels of wisdom. There are many dimensions. If you got to have the basic foundation teaching, then when you take into revelation, you will do great exploits for God. Say with me, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 6. Say with me, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 6. Okay, can you put in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 6. You want to grow? You want to grow in every service, in every cell group, every fellowship? This foreign dimension must come into you. Okay. The last part, okay? Read the verse, verbalize with me. 1, 2, 3. But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall it profit? You need knowledge, you need teaching, okay? Do you see the four words? Knowledge and teaching. Yeah. Out of the knowledge and teaching, revelation and prophecy has come up. The prophetic dimension will come. You got to have the knowledge, you need to have the teaching. Out of it, then comes revelation. Revelation is what, out of that revelation and prophesying. So the prophetic dimension have to come with revelation. Most churches, they have a lot of knowledge and a lot of teaching, but a lack of revelation and prophetic dimension. That is why we don't grow. You have to see things from revelation. Revelation is from the throne room of God. God gives you a understanding of wisdom and you grow. Say with me, revelation.
Revelation.
Knowledge.
Prophesying
and teaching or doctrine is the same. We need to have these four dimensions. So when he came into this church this morning, into this premises, you are the church. When you came to this premises, you got to have either revelation or knowledge or prophesying or teaching should come into an essence part of impartation. If you haven't received any of the things, you have wasted your time. We need revelation, we need knowledge, we need prophesying, we need doctrine. These are the impartation that comes every time when we teach and preach and you stand under an anointing. After, when you have this, maturity comes in, stature comes in. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Got something from the Lord? Yes. Say with me, if I, 1 John 1:9, if I confess my sins, or if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He cleanses. Okay, let me give you one more illustration. Now, say suppose you're now, everything is okay, then you go back home and someone press a button and you get angry. Anger is a sin. Okay, you need to overcome the anger. And then say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, remember my sin. I've been angry, just now I've been angry. And he said, Lord, forgive me, and you repent. And then after a little while, someone press a button again and you get lose patience. And then he said, Lord, you remember, I was angry, I've sinned against you. Lord, help me, forgive me, wash me. Then after that, he said, Lord, you remember the sin of anger that I have. And the angel will answer, say, what sin do I have? What sin do you have? It's all cleansed. I'm just giving you a vivid example that once you repent and ask God to forgive you and wash by the blood of Jesus, as far as God is concerned, it's slate clean. You're pure before God. If you can develop this mentality in your spirit and in your mind, what will happen? You come to a place where Satan cannot attack you. If anyone who's accusing you is Satan, and if he knows and you know that you are clean and he knows that he's clean, he got no bullets on, no button to press in your life. You grow in maturity. You grow in stature. With that favor with God, you have no problem with God and no problem with one another. Favor with God, favor with men. I'm not talking about you have no controversies. That is not what I'm talking. I'm talking about favor where people listen to you. God listens to you. People, you have something to contribute and people don't undervalue you. People can't, they cannot do harm to you. And it's all instigated by the devil. Devil has no button on you. Say with me, the devil today has no button in me to pray. I'm cleansed. I'm washed. You know, I wanted to put the other one. Why I'm saying this, because it's very good, I was preparing, Lord, how are we going to face the future? You know, a lot of people who are, the gay, the people who have seen moral failures, when they accept Christ and they come into the church, this will be the main thing that we have to address to them. In fact, in Ephesians, now you're washed, you're cleansed. Some of you were there, sodomites. Is it sodomites, gay and all, will not inherit the kingdom of God, according to Ephesians. But he said, when you come in Ephesians, he said, now you are cleansed, you are accepted, you are sanctified, you are a holy people. It's all because of 1 John 1:9. Regardless of what your past is, you're forgiven, you repented, there is a new beginning in 2020. Amen. A new zone, a new era has come upon you. Amen. Take this as a, I hate to use the word gambling, but take this as a trump card. Make it as your main anchor. I'm washed under the blood of Jesus. I'm washed. Don't let anybody come and tell you, why are you always repenting? Don't let anybody come and say, whenever you feel a conviction, repent. Repent. I've seen people come into the church at prayer meeting and say, Lord, forgive me, cleanse me. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yes. When you say, Lord, forgive me, cleanse me. I've sinned against you many times. I'm not right before you. I feel dirty before you. That's a good thing. Repentance. And repentance is the key for the kingdom of God to come. And you become a vessel unto honor. You can do great exploit for God. You know, we are going to do great exploit, miracles, signs, and wonders. The devil is going to set war against you. Going to set war against you because his kingdom is at stake. But because you're under the blood, he's arrested. Your angels will now protect you. Amen. I've seen, you know, I've been watching the restoration movement. As you said straight, power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Oh, basically, it's to give you power and to move into the realm of the Spirit. 1947, the latter rain movement comes in, gifts and worship and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I've gone through the charismatic movement, show the gifts of the Spirit goes to everyone, regardless whether the church believes or not. Then we have come into 1988 for the prophetic movement, where personal prophecy comes in. The key person is Bill Hammond. Then we have the 90s. Came in the apostolic movement under basically Peter Wagner. These are the people that brought this dimension have been restored. Now in the year 2000 and 2020 is the year of the saints. Do you know or do you realize all the big time operators have gone to be with the Lord? All the single people, the latest is Rana Bonke. Everyone is going to be the Lord. God is not going to duplicate one person. Now it's God. God has an army called the church. Amen. You and I can do the same thing. Basically, it's now the church. Now they're not going to say, wow, what a big man of God. No, it's what a big church. What a mighty church. Amen. Nameless. What a mighty church under Jesus. And we are going to take the nations for the world. Amen. You have years of influence in your background. When you stand there and present it, you have now influenced your background. Everyone can influence your fear of influence. The body of Christ is built. The kingdom of God is extended. People will come to the Lord. Now, at this time in 2020, because people are so-called educated, you need signs and wonders. The Muslims, you want to lead them to the Lord, only signs and wonders and miracles. Amen. Now we have come to that place, and it's not your own. God is going to help us through. Amen. Strategies are going to change. Yes. Encounters of the Lord from you is going to affect people. Amen. People are going to see realities. Yes. Heaven is real. There are people who go to heaven, and heaven visit and come back and tell us, I sent you all one of the Dawn Piper who went to heaven 90 minutes in an accident, came back to tell us what really happened. He saw his grandfather. He came back, and now he's preaching the world, telling us heaven is real. Heaven is real. You need to have this dimension strong in your spirit so that when you preach the word and teach, and when you're contested, the Holy Spirit will tell you what to teach, what to answer back. God will give you a word in your mouth that all your adversaries cannot contradict you. That is what is going to happen in 2020. Amen. Say with me, if I confess my sin, He is faithful, that is God, to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I'm free. I'm free. Okay, shall we rise to our feet and pray in the tongue? I want the musicians to come.